Good morning, it's October 3rd, and on this day in 1995, one of the biggest criminal trials in history came to a conclusion. O.J. Simpson was a former NFL player, broadcaster, and actor who was on trial for the murder of his wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman. They were found stabbed to death in 1994. O.J. was a person of interest, and he was even caught up in a low-speed car chase in a white 1993 Ford Bronco. They even interrupted the NBA Finals to broadcast the chase.
Let's return to Tom Brokaw for a report on the still-developing O.J. Simpson story, and here's Tom at our Manhattan studios. Tom?
Bob, we are witnessing tonight a modern tragedy and drama of Shakespearean proportion being played out live on television.
After 95 million people watched that car chase, another 100 million watched the verdict announcement over a year later. The announcement was huge. No one made phone calls. No one wanted to use the bathroom. Even trading on the stock market went down 41% that day. Everyone was glued to the television for this announcement.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Some people say that O.J. got justice. Others say that prosecutors just couldn't prove that he did it and that he got away with murder on this day in 1995.